The following audio is a Pod Bros production because we're not on Facebook. Well, we are, but...
Hey, didn't we get banned from some of them Facebook groups, man?
We sure did. Welcome to Media Litter Sandwich, episode something in the 20s. I think we're on 21 now.
Well, I've lost count. we'll figure it out.
Well, with me, of course, is William from All About William.
Hello.
And I'm Toden, otherwise known as Scott, otherwise known as Toden, otherwise known as Get Off My Facebook Group. From Toden.com, as well as YouTube.com/ToedenK. William, I'm sorry, by the way. Because of one of our previous podcasts, one we released probably about 2 weeks ago now, we think it's because of the podcast, but we both got banned from not one group, not two groups, but we're still trying to figure out how many exact groups we got banned from just because we talked about things we don't like, a pet peeves about groups. We never named any group.
No at groups. All.
We never named them. And in fact, a couple of the groups that shunned us weren't even groups that...
We were talking about. We weren't even referencing them in any way. I wonder if some admins have a guilty conscience or something.
Yeah, I know, right? as much as we love to talk about, this is probably going to be an ongoing joke for a little while.
Yeah.
We're kind of proud of it. If you're curious, just go back, watch the last podcast, and just think, somebody got offended over this.
Yeah.
Just keep in mind, where did they get offended at? And then let us know in the comments or email us, anything.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start another Facebook group for Media Litter Sandwich is what I'm wondering.
Maybe we should. I'm not sure.
Wouldn't that be crazy? We have a Facebook group for Media Litter Sandwich, and we don't tell people it's a podcast. We just have it for all media creators.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Southeast Michigan creators, we got that.
Yeah, but we can totally just... I would actually be okay with it being Spam City.
Oh, okay. I would be.
Because it's Media Litter.
Yeah.
I would actually be okay with it being Spam City. Except for I would still be talking about different things. And I will... Or we need somebody to actually follow up on every piece of spam and ask them a ton of questions and then tag that person in other people's video, other people's threads, and basically really annoy them.
That would be interesting.
I miss the days where I had time for that.
So do I. I don't have that kind of time no more. Yeah, there's several areas that I go to meet people, but not necessarily Facebook groups anymore because, you know, I got kicked out of a lot of those.
I'm sorry. Well, I know not all of it's because of me. Some of it's just because of you.
Yeah, some of it's because I went to Yomacon.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I remember I got kicked out of a group and things like that because of people I've interviewed, which I actually mentioned in the previous video. Because I interviewed somebody that somebody didn't like. And another group didn't like me because they interviewed a friend of somebody they didn't like.
Oh.
Stop taking things so personally. This isn't even politics we're talking about. Come on!
No.
We're not even talking politics. We're talking, you interviewed somebody I don't like. You stay away from my group.
Yeah, and then I don't honestly know why I got kicked out of groups because of Yomacon. I just know from one or two people that are in the group that it's because of Yomacon.
Right, and Yomacon is a very large con. It's very intimidating. For years, I didn't want to go there because of how intimidating it was. I thought anything I do there is oversaturated, and I'm going to have to battle with so many other photographers and videographers. I was very pleasantly surprised it wasn't like that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still had a battle with a lot. But the fact that there was so much cosplay, there was nothing to battle with because no matter where you turned, there was so much good stuff. And that was probably one of the easiest videos I did in terms of getting footage. And I just like, you know, I can't hang out here more than a couple hours or else I'm going to have too much footage.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of concerned with that. And I'm pretty sure that even if I had met other photographers that just hung out at Kobo, which was 90% of my time there, mm-hmm. Me and him would have had vastly different shots just because there was that many at Kobo, and I heard there was a lot more at the Rensen.
Right. I mean, I hung out with a couple other photographers, and they all went to the Rensen. They said Rensen was where it's at. Oh, the YumaCon took place in two different buildings, the Renaissance Festival and Kobo Arena. Well, no, it's no longer an arena. Now it's like a convention center, but it took place at Kobo Hall.
Yeah.
And they're only about three blocks away from each other, and there is like a monorail type thing that goes around, so a lot of people had the weekend pass for the monorail, including me.
Me too, but I also on Saturday took the river walk a lot.
Right.
Because it really wasn't that long of a walk.
No, it wasn't at all.
No.
Nice little brisk walk, too.
Yeah. Though Sunday I went for lunch. I was talking to a bunch of cosplayers. And we were talking about lunch. And I was like, I'll go to Jimmy John's. And none of them would walk because it was two blocks that way.
I mean, there's so much food in that area.
Oh, I know.
I mean, there are convention centers that have no food around them.
Yeah.
Hotels that have convention centers sometimes have no food around them. And this is in downtown Detroit. There is plenty of food.
Yeah. But most of the conventions I went to in Novi, no food around them.
No, you have to get in a car. You have to. There's not even that many places you can even order food.
No. I noticed that. I remember I spent $12 just on lunch one day.
You know what? That's it. I'm changing the topic. Let's talk about getting food at cons.
There we go.
Because this is a totally real subject.
Yes, it is.
You know, a lot of our vendor friends, what they do is... our friend Bagel, that's not what she brings with her, that's her name, Bagel, and her partner, she has a couple partners, her sister and her other friend, let's just refer to as cream cheese, because that's what everyone else refers to her now as. You know, they bring breakfast bars and energy bars and stuff with them.
I take some of those too.
Yeah.
Because I've had times where my blood sugar just dropped, and I was like, ugh. That one time at PenguinCon, remember?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many times where I'm going to a con, I get my stuff ready, I'm like, all right, I'm going to stop on the way there. And I'm in my car, I'm getting text messages from people asking me where you are. I'm like, I guess I'm not hungry anymore. And I get there, and then I'm absolutely hungry. And it's worse when you have a job to do.
Yes.
And there's vendors that do the same thing. I've talked to vendors that go every single time, every single con, I think I'm going to hold out till a certain time, and then I'm like, no, I'm hungry now. Why didn't I eat before I get here? That's my first thing is what I do is I always eat a big breakfast.
That's the way you're supposed to do it, from what I hear.
Well, I eat a huge breakfast. Like I eat such a big breakfast, you know, before I head out. I'm not hungry until till mid-afternoon, till the con's almost over. But when I am hungry, it's still, you know, it's like, you got to find something. And spending $12 for a pretzel, depending on where you are, it's like you're at a sports game.
Yeah.
You know, $9 a beer. Well, $6 a beer. The most cons don't have beer. I'm just comparing it to sports now. Our cons don't have beer, but some of them do. But
some do.
Some
have free beer, and I was surprised about that one.
Right.
Most cons I've been to this year are at a hotel, a church, and then a convention center.
So how much free beer do they have at the church?
Actually, the churches have none. They sell soda.
Ah.
Those are the for-profit ones, though.
Right. Well, yeah, they're for-profit. That's a very big difference, because for-profit doesn't want to spend... I really don't want to generalize, but a lot of them, they're spending time and money to get money. You know, and to make everyone happy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's not say they don't care. They do care. They want people to be happy. Nonprofits are a bunch of volunteers, and they want to build a community. And so they're, you know, they'll be like, well, some people don't like to have to spend money for food. So let's figure out how to make free food. And that is a much more difficult task than it sounds like, because they do have to deal with the hotel. Most hotels, for obvious reasons, don't want you handing out food because they need to make money.
Yeah.
And that makes perfect sense. Like when I say, hey, I'm playing movies at a convention, and everyone says the same thing. Let's hand out popcorn. Can't do it. Most hotels, I don't know if they do it at any cons, but most hotels don't want you to hand out popcorn there because they're selling food. And also, you're also getting popcorn all over the stuff that they have to clean up. I mean, whether that's a big deal or not, I don't know. But, yep.
Well,
you know, it's because it's not a theater. They don't want you to treat it like a theater. You know, a lot of these places have their own popcorn machines, and they expect you to rent it from them and them to serve it and them to do everything, which is smart on them. And why would they give you permission, you know, for them not to serve food, for you to serve food and them not to make money? That makes no sense. But it's a lot of cons, though. The cons that do serve food, they work with the venue. And that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I got really off topic there.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the topic is. I think
we're discussing something. We all got way off topic. I think I started getting off topic, though.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of hungry now, too. You were supposed to have a topic on networking, man.
Networking. And then we talked about something else.
Then we kind of went from networking groups to Facebook. I'm sorry, to cons, to food at cons, which he's right, though. We could do a whole topic on food at cons.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So how do you eat at a con?
I avoid it.
You avoid it.
Unless I could take unless I take in breakfast bars. They hardly ever search my camera stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, most cons don't search for food.
No. Well, some do. One does.
Which one? To say it.
That one that we all had, that we both had problems with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One that we wish we had Misty here for.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They actually had signs up, all bags are subject to search, and yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, a lot of cons have all bags are subject to search.
Right.
Just because, you know, you do get thieves there that'll try to pocket stuff off the table, so.
Yeah, and also, I think another thing is, because there's so many people at cons, they don't want the extra smell. Because there are some dumb people.
Yeah. There are. They'll probably try to cook something there.
Right. Oh, man. VidCon and Playlist Live, people bring their lunch with them. People pack. I've done that before, too. I've actually had, like, a little pack lunch with me before. Because, you know, when you go to the convention center where your hotel's down the street.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, you'll pack a lunch.
I've taken a cooler in the trunk of my car before.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people have done that. I think we both done that before.
Yeah, I've done it, definitely.
Right.
Now, if I know I'm going to park away, like at Yomacon, I didn't.
Right. Oh, we knew somebody that would bring a ton of deli meat and leave that in their car, and then everyone that person's hanging out with, like, hey, look, we're going to have lunch. You're free to have lunch with us, and if you walk with them, they'll actually sit there and make you sandwiches, because yeah. They brought all this awesome, you know, they brought a bunch of meat and cheese and all this stuff, and they brought enough for a ton of people, and they'll have a little picnic around their car.
I've seen that. Yep.
Yeah. I mean it's tough, and I have been that person to order a pizza at a con. I've been that person. It's cheaper than buying at the con or the hotel.
Yes. And sometimes better.
Yes.
Sometimes much better.
Man.
I ordered a pizza at this one place, the Suburban Collection and Show place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great place. Food's not that great. Not for the prices. And I've been to the Suburban Collection and Show place for multiple events. So,
where was I? I think I was at the World Marriott in Orlando. And for some reason, the con And I'll name it Playlist Live. For some reason that year, Playlist Live had every single restaurant. We're talking about 5, 6, 7 restaurants in the hotel. This is the world's largest Marriott. It's enormous. And every restaurant in it had the same menu because the con wanted them to keep the prices low. So somehow, in their contract, the hotel was only allowed to serve certain foods.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
It's also very repetitive and not very good.
No.
I mean, when you have when you have this big Italian hotel that can't serve Italian food.
Yeah.
Or a barbecue place that could only sell chicken strips. There's no point. Because I'm sad because I got there one night and I went to their bar and I had the whatever food they served at the bar. It was great. And the next day, so I'm like, yeah, let's go have dinner at this bar again. And they're like, oh, no, we have to serve this menu. It's like, well, maybe I'll go check out another restaurant. Dude, there's no point. And I asked around, no point.
No.
There's lines for some of the restaurants, and they had to serve from the same menu. So there's no point in choose. It was absolutely ridiculous. And then I used Google, and I found local Chinese restaurants, and I ordered Chinese food. We can give you a ton of tips. And the only tip that you really need, or you shouldn't even need it, the only piece of advice that we should really have to tell anybody is don't be a dick.
No, don't.
And that includes don't go around smelling horrible. Like, don't sleep in your car wearing the same clothes and then walk around like it's nothing. You probably smell. Do something about it. I'm not saying don't sleep in your car. I'm saying,
probably stick a deodorant and a wet wipe. Be
considerate of people.
And a wet wipe might help a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be considerate of people. It's like some of those people that think that they could steal chairs from a con, so they sit on a chair all day because they think the con's going to throw it away at the end of the day, and they walk off with it. There is a con where this is a standard practice. People seriously get there as early as they can on the last day of the con, and they sit on custom-made beanbag chairs, and they steal the bags at the end.
Well, that's interesting.
Sometimes security stops them, and they get really upset because now it's a tradition.
I think I know which con you're talking about.
Oh, VidCon.
Sure. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's I was right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind name dropping certain cons. Certain big cons, I have zero problem name dropping. But other cons, I don't want to hurt.
No.
I don't want to hurt. I want people to go to a lot of them. I don't think it's going to hurt VidCon, me saying that, because I still have a lot of respect for VidCon, and that's just saying the culture. You can watch any video and learn about that. YumaCon, same thing. You can watch pretty much any video and learn about YumaCon.
Yep.
Now, let's say one of the super smaller cons, you might not know anything about. There's only 30 people that go to it.
Sometimes if that.
Oh, man.
What was that one? Was it 2 cosplayers and maybe a handful of others?
I've been to several cons where there's only like 2 or 3 cosplayers.
Yeah.
I've been to several cons that for their costume contests, they literally yanked people out of the hallway because they needed people.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that. You too many times now. I've seen it enough times where I want to bring a costume and leave it in my car. So if it comes down to that, I can go throw on a costume and walk out with a trophy or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was one that was just that. They had... they needed at least 5 cosplayers because they had 5 trophies. So once they grabbed enough people, they just handed them random trophies and didn't even look before they handed to them. Well, now open up out of the box and see which category you won.
I think I've been to one or two of those.
Really? Okay. Because you weren't at the one I'm thinking of.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I was at one. But, yeah, it was pretty much down to that. They were pretty much just going, you can go in the contest. Mm-hmm. It was to the point where people were just kind of dressed up and was in the contest and winning.
Oh, yeah. That's the time where your hoodie really does count as a serious costume.
Yes. Yes.
See, it doesn't bother me that of the cosplay hoodies people. In fact, I went to an event not long ago, Dave Chuck the Freak, local radio show. They sponsored a 0.5K, and I do have a video on the channel, youtube.com/ToadingK. And there was a group of people all wearing the hoodie costumes, the hoodie superhero costumes. It looks great when you're there with like 5 or 6 other people all the same way.
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool. When you're the only one and you're trying to join a costume contest with your hoodie against people that have custom made stuff.
Some of them that they've spent months on?
Not so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you got the people that spend months and months on making some of this custom stuff. And vice versa, you have people that do it for a living.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
And I'm glad when some of them like take a step back. It's like, look, I've had this thing. I know this is awesome. I've won my costume contests. I'm going to let someone else do it.
Yeah.
You know, that is so cool. But other people are like, man, I spent all this time on this. You bet I'm joining all the costume contests.
Yeah, I've seen those people too.
You know, either way, who am I to judge?
No.
Even when I'm the judge, or who am I to judge that attitude?
No, because when people have that kind of attitude, it tends to get on Facebook, and it doesn't go well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all I ask when I'm the judge is, when I ask, who are you supposed to be, give me a good answer. Don't just say, well, I think I sort of resemble a bounty hunter.
No, come at that like you own it, man. Go, I'm a bounty hunter.
Exactly. Well, yeah, what do you bounty hunt?
Yeah,
parasites.
There you go.
Parasites named Ralph. Is this from a comic book? No. Is this from a movie? No. What's this from?
My head.
my head, yeah. I had a really weird dream. I'd rather not explain it. Hey, it's better than the girl with the guitar. It's from a song. I'll play it for you. No! Think about food when you go to a con. Meetup groups. There's plenty of things you can find. Meetups and conventions. Just be yourself. Have fun. Doesn't matter if someone doesn't like you because where you're from, who you've interviewed, anything you've done in the past.
Anywhere you went.
Just own up to it. Be you, because no one else is you.
No one is.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm with William from
allaboutwilliam.com.
And I'm Toden from Toden.com. Also, youtube.com/or/. I always say /, and I got corrected the other day.
Yeah, because it is actually wrong. It's /.
Yeah, but it autocorrects it.
It does. It does. I've noticed it autocorrects.
So youtube.com/ToadingK. You can put whatever slash you want. And by the way, Mark, if you're listening to this, we love you, Mark. CrazyMark.com. Check him out as well. Thank you.
See ya.